What's good? This is Trapped Anonymous. My name is Chris Stiles. Welcome back. Welcome back to yet another episode. Thank you for keeping the movement moving, keeping us viral, posting, sharing, liking, commenting, all the publications, the blogs. That's pushing us, and super grateful. Trapped Anonymous. This thing started 8 years ago, and what it's become now and what it is today. I'm eternally grateful to God. So I'm also eternally grateful for you guys. If you have stories that you know that should be covered on here, reach out. I do write back, and let's get to it. Do remember the stories that you hear reflect real life. They're here to educate, entertain, and hopefully keep your little homie off the streets. My name is Chris Stiles, Traveling Anonymous. Let's get it. How are you?
Nervous.
It's okay. Nervous is okay. What's your name, and why is your story important?
My name is Talissa. You want the full name? 'Cause don't nobody know the full name. Well, it is Talissa. For sure, I go by Lisa. That's too much. But why is my story important? It's important because I lost someone that was very close to me, someone that I loved, someone that shared the same interests as me. I lost my fiance to gun violence, and a loved one did it. So I wanna bring awareness that.
Okay. You say you lost your fiance to gun violence and a loved one did it, but you were also there.
Correct.
If you could bring us back to that fateful day.
From the beginning, or from when that started, that moment started.
I guess you could give us an overview of kind of what the day was, but then just tell us what happened. How did it get there?
Going to edit some of this out? I don't mean to do this, but it's so much going through my head as you answer me these questions, and I didn't think I was going to feel this way. So when you want the beginning, do you want what caused this problem, or do you want just that day?
Give me that day, and then we'll
Okay.
go, and then I'll circle back around
Okay.
to you.
Okay. This day I just got off of work, this morning, that morning, from working a night shift. And I'm supposed to be going to the south side to be going to my friend party. In the south, our south is kind of rough. It's rough, but anyways, going to the south side to my friend party. And my brother calls me that morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. Hey, Pook, I got into it with my son. Can you come and get me? It's got kind of rough. No problem, I'm saying? I'm a people pleaser, I love my family, so I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna check on my nephew, make sure my brother good, get him out the house. They ain't got no car, so come on, I'm gonna pick you up. Have some Duce, we love Duce. So bring him over to my house. Call my sister. Hey, look, little brother got into it with a nephew, so come by. Let's drink that smoke, cheer him up, because he's bipolar as hell. So she's like, okay, Ben, I'm coming through. So at this time, my fiance there, and he's like, I'm about to head out. I have to go take care of some business, and he's going to the party as well. So I'm like, okay, just be back certain time. And we'll go from there. So my brother all of a sudden decided he wanted to go. Like, where you going? You going to a party without me? I'm like, yeah, you don't normally go to the city. Like, that's not your thing. Well, I want to go. I want to go. I'm like, shit. Well, you really can't go, but she let me see if you could go. My sister, I want to go. I want to go. I bet. Then let's go. Let's ride. So my guy, so we left the house, went back to get another fifth of Duce. Duce is my drink. We already working on our second Duce, second fifth of Duce. So just me and my brother. So my sister ended up leaving. She went home to get ready. So now it's just me and my brother waiting for my fiance to come. By the time we came back from the store, he was there. So I'm getting ready, getting ready for the party. And so, anyways, we getting ready to get in the car. My brother's feeling a little, intoxicated. So, well, not feeling, but he is intoxicated. So my guy says, hey, I need to make a run back somewhere else. We make a run. My brother driving reckless, real reckless. My guy's like, no, Pook, have him slow down. I ain't with this driving reckless. So anyways, brother wanna switch the car up or switch the seats. I'm like, bro, switch. We got to switch. He's like, no, I can't. I'm in my zone. Y'all just sit back, talking a bunch of big guy shit. So we end up heading back down to the party now. Pick my sister up. Everything's fine. We driving. It's about six something. We 5 minutes away from the spot. 5 minutes away from the party. All of a sudden, I look in my rearview mirror and I see my brother, my guy talking. Now they already had previous you know,
beef.
Yeah. So I'm seeing them talking. So I'm like, oh, hell no. You know, I can't find a place I'm going to anyway. So I pull over. Hell no. Y'all feel switch seats. Soon as I pull into the parking lot, my guy gets out. He's in the backseat passenger. My sister in the front seat passenger. She gets out. My brother gets out. He's behind me. I'm now driving because we switched seats because he was being reckless before. As we all switch our seats, no one's supposed to get out the car beside these two people on the passenger side. I notice this door behind me opens. I'm looking from the back side. I see my guy getting out. He's kneeling down. I'm like, okay, he must be looking for his, you know, his phone or something. So why was taking so long? Now I'm realizing this door's open up. I'm unclicking. Let me unclick. I got to get to this guy because he on something because I know my brother. He's on something. As soon as I'm getting out the car, it's like everything was slow motion. As soon as I get out this motherfucking car, my brother's in front of my fiance's face. He smacks him. So my fiance smacks my brother. He flies back, you know, and he already intoxicated. He threw. You know, we smoking, so, you know, it's a lot going on. So he smacks my brother, kind of flies back a little bit. So I grab him because I see my brother tussling with his fanny pack. He likes to wear a fanny pack. So I'm grabbing him like, if you pull anything out, that fanny pack, I would never fuck with you again. That's more than enough time to think, right? To think that, okay, maybe I should just hit this nigga back. Maybe I shouldn't do nothing. You got enough time to think, my nigga, because I'm telling you, don't pull nothing out of this motherfucking bag. Next thing I know, is a shot fired in front of me. I'm dead ass in the fucking middle. It's another shot being shot from another side. I'm thinking I can't run to that side. Because if I run to that side with my fiance, I'm going to be a dead motherfucker because I know my brother going to shoot me because he have no heart. He don't just think sometimes. So I can't run right there, so I'm better off holding him. Think if I hold him and he listens to me, he'll say, okay, Pook, I won't do it. Okay, Pook, nothing. I hear my sister saying, Pook, get down. Lisa, get the fuck down. I'm screaming, like, no, no, help me. She's like, get the fuck down. I get out. Next thing you know, the shot stop. I hear a lady say, there's somebody over here. It's a body over here. So I'm like, fuck. I run over to the side. Now we in Taco Bell parking lot. I run to the side. I see him, he's face down. She's like, baby girl, don't touch him. I work in medical field. Everything that I learned and I knew went out the fucking window. CPR, everything went out the window. Nothing. So I turn him around, I got to find a gunshot. I got to find where the shot is so I can apply some pressure. So my sister's now like, Lisa, apply CPR. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So she's on the phone calling the ambulance. I now hear my sister saying, no, please don't leave us. My fucking car driving off. My brother's in the fucking car driving off, leaving us there. Me, my sister, my fiance. I go back to him, and now he done took his last breath. Ambulance done pulled up, put him in. Can I go with? No. No, you can't go with. No. They got to say, you have to stay and answer these questions. Okay, fine. Because in my knowledge, he's still okay. He's okay. They put us in the police car, took us to the precinct. There for 8.5 hours. I don't have their fucking system because I'm on computers. I'm searching. I don't got my phone. I don't have my purse. All my shit was in the car. I have nothing. So I'm on their system trying to see where I can find, locate my phone, whatever. Now they saying he's been nothing. They can't tell me nothing. They don't know nothing. So they finally let us go after 8.5 hours holding us. And as soon as they dropped us off at home, they said he's gone. You motherfucker knew he been gone, but okay, he gone. So now, where's my car? Where's the brother? Why y'all ain't got him? What's going on? End up finding my car. My brother parked at his house. And he's supposed to turn himself in because detectives calling my phone. You know, where's he at? I don't know where's he at. I don't give y'all the address. Find him, look for him. Because this is not justice. This is not right. I'm on for the right. You know what I'm saying? I love him. I love my brothers. I love them fucking both. I could have lost them both. I could have lost myself. I could have lost my sister. We all could have been out there just laid the fuck out. So I love them both, but I'm for the fucking right. Excuse my French. So he finally turned himself in. Now I feel a little relieved. You know, I feel like, okay, he turned himself in, okay. They held him for like 4 hours and let him out. They tell me that this motherfucker is self-defense. I don't know where the fuck you from, where I'm from. Nigga, you a op? You a snitch? Cause nigga, you got the fuck off. How's it self-defense when you should never got the fuck out the car? Tell me this, tell me that. How the fuck is that? I'm your sister, your big sister, love you. Did everything for you and your fucking kids, been there. How make it make sense? No phone calls, no nothing to the family, nothing. And the family said, we forgive them. We forgive them.
Whose family?
My fiance family.
Forgave your brother?
Yeah, see, we forgive them.
And you were unable to?
Hell no. I'm not. Because you had a time to think. And it's like, I feel like you finally got what you wanted to do. This is some built up rage. This is some built up shit. And you probably saw the opportunity and you seized it.
Okay, there's so much to unpack here. Your fiance slapped your brother first.
Uh-huh.
And then your brother reaches for his gun. So who were you holding on to?
My brother.
You was holding on to your brother, and your brother is already reaching.
Uh-huh.
So it's to my understanding that both of them had guns.
Uh-huh.
Both of them shot.
Uh-huh.
Your fiance was just the one that got hit.
Four times.
And as your sister is yelling, get the fuck down, shots is going off.
Mm-hmm.
Had it played out the other way?
I thought about it.
Had it played out the other way? How would you feel about the situation then?
I still would have been hurt. And if my fiance would have got out and smacked him and pulled the gun out, I'll feel the same way. But he's more of a fighter, hands on, hit me, you know? And I said, the family would have been so mad at the fiance. Make sure he's in jail. Oh, he got to do time. Oh, he gonna do time. My mom would have fought it. My mom would have fought that shit.
Hmm. But because he wasn't their family, you feel like they just sort of...
It's injustice, it's unjustified. You know, right is right, wrong is wrong. You should never get out the car. What you got the car for?
What about the person that argues? He can get out the car. If he wants to get out the car, it's just he didn't inflict damage or harm, or he didn't strike first, right? Here we are. If we're gonna, it's impossible to be completely objective about the situation. Because you were there. You were holding him, your brother, tight. You held your fiance as he took his last breaths. So, if we're gonna really look at this, this incident, can we truly say that your brother wasn't in fear for his life?
If you was in fear for your life, you would have got my personal space, right? I mean, you got the car, got my personal space. You were my space. And we just had some little exchange of words in the car. Why are you in my personal space? You too close to me.
Mm-hmm.
You too close. So y'all must get the hell back. I ain't pulling no weapon on you, I smacked you. And this is already, no, he wasn't in fear for his life. Anything, my fiance should have been in fear for his life because they had past history, past altercation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going back 7 years ago, actually a little bit before that, when the fiance supposedly left something in my brother's car, my brother said it was his and it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Then a young lady gets involved and she says that my fiance says, suck his dick. And she tells my brother, then my brother tells me. But she was just wanting to make my brother jealous because she was some neighborhood little hoe.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to have a family with my brother. So he tells me, luckily we all together, boom, let's squash this. Because what you mean? You told her to suck your dick and you, what's going on? Excuse my French, I'm sorry, but being honest. So she finally says, no, that didn't happen like that. So my guy, my fiance says, we know bitch hoe, you know, cussing out her name. You almost broke up my family, woo woo. Watch your fucking self, bitch. I will never ask you for a ride again, because it started off him asking for a ride to go to the mall, get our daughter some shoes. So my brother said, stop calling her bitches. You a neighborhood hoe. So he said, stop calling her a bitch. He's like, well, you a bitch too then. This is what my fiance said. Well, you a bitch too then, because you over here lying to your sister. Brother got the car with a crowbar. And this is how it started 7 years ago.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Bullshit. All of it. What would be a justifiable solution for you in this situation, given the circumstances? How much time for your brother? What would be a justifiable solution?
At first, it would have been just showing sympathy or empathy.
Wow.
To the family and I.
Wow.
That would have been enough.
Yeah.
That I love her. Mm. That would have been enough. Right now, mad time. Because I feel like once you don't tap into that, it's supposed to make you a different person. You're supposed to come out different, want to be better, want to make a change. And you still doing the same shit. You still got the same ways, the same attitude. So right now, I want him to get life. I love him to get life. He don't got away with too much shit. And motherfuckers can get mad and say how they say and feel how they feel. But these are my feelings. That's my brother, my blood brother.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my fiance. Mm-hmm. So you got to be accountable for your actions.
Your family sort of has a history of violence.
Hell yeah. Down to the women.
What's sort of one of the most intense situations that you would say your family has endured with this history of violence?
My whole family, from the mother to another brother to the brother who killed the fiance, his fiance, and my sister and her husband, was all locked up because my other brother allegedly killed his girlfriend, which had involvement with the baby brother. Yeah, I know. A tongue twister, right? He's like, what the?
Okay, so there was a situation where the little brother and your older brother had a problem over a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And your brother allegedly killed the woman.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Like, I don't know exactly how, but I allegedly heard, like, he caught her with the baby brother sleeping together. Mm. He was a truck driver, so they in his truck. The brother pulled up with the other brother girlfriend, and sure enough, it was going down. And
I read the article. They said he beat her with his bare hands.
Yep. That was my favorite brother. Mm. Sorry, I know ain't no favorite, but that was my baby. But
He's still fighting that till his day.
Yeah. Yeah, they go to trial, I believe, next month. The whole family, except for me.
Because you ain't involved in that.
No.
And it all comes back down to this little brother again.
Yeah, the little fucking brother. The little baby brother. Yeah.
You know, I know we want to always exact our revenge.
No, but it's not like that. It's, you know, I think he had kind of an easy life. You know, he's a baby. He got pretty much everything he wanted, you know, so it was no need to, maybe he was spoiled. If he didn't have his way, then he'd seek revenge. I don't know, but, you know, I don't try to just blame everything on him because we're all falling for something, you know. We're not perfect, but he could be very demonic.
I mean, allegedly sleeping with his brother's girlfriend, mm-hmm. which leads to this white woman getting beat by this black man. I mean, I put in the race because the optics.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how the world is going to interpret it. To your situation, comes along, rides along. Why was he even in the car in that first place? Mm-hmm. We should keep these two individuals as far apart from each other as possible. Why? Even if he is having a effed up day. So what?
They should have, would have, could have.
Sorry, you're right. How'd you meet your fiance?
Through my cousin when I was 13 years old. We was just phone paths, talk here and there to each other, fall out to each other. Times went by, ended up getting married, me and my ex-husband, having kids. And then, dang, see something on Facebook came popping. See somebody on Facebook like, hey, I inbox, hey, how are you? You remember me? Woo, woo, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, I remember you. How are you? I'm married, got kids, you know, woo, woo. You know, well, I'd like to see you and get up. Okay, because he used to come around the family, you know. He's always going to my grandmother's house, so he's a known. He was known. We end up getting up, and I'm like, well, you know, I hope you know I'm married. You know, he was like, I know, you know.
I know this feels kind of wrong, but, and you know.
Next thing I know, we're kicking in and chilling, and then, boom, we're at a freaking motel. Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Fuck. Yeah. Funny, but not funny. Yeah. Hey, it's the truth.
How did your fiance take you away from your husband?
I mean, he didn't take me. I left because the fiance just had, it was the swag. Oh. It's the way he used to talk to me. And it's the way that he used to treat people. Like, he would see a homeless person, somebody asked for money, he'd give it to him, give him some food. It was always, he was very caring. I'm like, oh, my husband is nothing like that. He's just so mean. He don't know how to change a tire. He don't know how to do nothing. Just student collar type of guy, you know. Wore dress shoes. We used to call him dresser. He wore dress shoes. So, you know, I mean, you know, fiance, like I said, we known since 13, reconnected.
But he wasn't a bad guy.
The husband?
Your husband.
He wasn't, but he wasn't a guy for me at that time. You know, I was changing, I'm evolving, and I was just, I don't know. I was really a stepmom. I didn't go out and hang out and party. Now I got up with an old friend, and you want to go where? Oh my God, I don't know if I want to go there. But it sounds very fun, let's go. And next you know, hey, you know?
So it sounds to me like your husband got you in your purity.
Yeah.
In your purest form.
Yeah.
Almost like a virgin.
Yeah. Was a virgin, yeah.
Was a virgin.
Yeah.
So that was the only guy you've ever been with?
Yeah, and got off the kids by, Yeah.
So this new guy.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. And this is why, I guess, sort of like, we're supposed to wait until marriage for sex and only have sex with one person, right?
Bull.
Because because soon as we experience it from someone else,
it's a different thing.
It's over.
It's a whole different, it's over with.
So you fell for the swag.
I mean, again, I know him since 13, and he ain't nothing changed about him but age. He's still the same, talk the same. So then I didn't want it. You too, No. It was, I guess it was more deeper in. It was when he gave his homeless man a plate. He gave his homeless man a plate, and I'm like, oh. And we connected, and he gave me a kiss on the cheek, and I said, oh my God, I felt something I ain't never felt from any man. And I said, I can't be around you again. The first day I said, I can't be around you again. I got a something through my body. And he was like, no, you gonna see me again. I said, I can't. So I knew I was not supposed to be tapping in, but I kept tapping. Kept tapping.
So, I know you have an interesting way of telling your stories. It's entertaining though. How was he able to link up with you for that first time. I know it's just started on Facebook, very cordial, very like hi, bye, you know. Mm-hmm. And even that, this is why that's so dangerous. Mm-hmm. Even the casual, hey, mm-hmm. you know, just mm-hmm. checking on
light
you.
Light heart. Mm-hmm.
The light heart, mm-hmm. it got that underlying.
Just like and keep going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how did it go from the light heart to the kiss on the cheek?
We was texting mm-hmm. and he's a talker. So he's texting me every day. And husband at work ain't talking about nothing, you know, the bulls and the socks and the, I don't know nothing about that. I really don't care right now, you know, but he's calling me every day at work and we're talking every day, all day.
And you feel it happening.
Yeah. 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 It got to a point where it's like, you know, hey, you my side husband.
For real?
Yeah. I ain't your side husband. You my side husband. Yeah.
You feeling like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. Y'all finally link up and then you feel that, you say, I can't see you no more. What happens next?
Okay, well, see, whoopsie, I get pregnant. So
wait, how did we get there?
Oh, shit. It's a never point a finger while three come back to you, right?
Yeah.
Because I was always a finger pointer. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I get pregnant. So I'm like, you know, hey, now I'm like, I got to cut it off. You know, I can't do this no more. I'm pregnant. And he was like, you know who the baby daddy is? I'm like, yeah, it's my husband, you know what I'm saying? He was like, no. I'm like, yeah, because from my recollection, you know, this is my first time cheating. So call me an idiot, I don't care. But this is my first time cheating, so I don't know how to check a condom. See, I just know that I'm actually put a condom on, you put one on.
And this is the second guy you've ever been with
yes,
in your life.
Yes, yes. So he's telling me I'm putting a condom off. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Okay, really quickly. So mm-hmm. from how much period of time elapsed? How much time did y'all have sex before you could honestly say, or how long were y'all intimate before you could honestly say you came to him like, yo, I'm pregnant?
We was doing it like every time we linked up. And we linking up every weekend to every other day to every day. So
what?
It was, and honestly, I swear to God, I'm thinking it's a rubber on. You know, so now
how
I know.
How does a man not know that this is what you're doing every day?
Because his hours he worked, and the hours I was supposed to work, and the kids at school. Oops. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? You know what's crazy, though? Because people are going to watch it, and they're going to cast that finger that mm-hmm. you spoke about earlier with the three pointed back mm-hmm. at you. And they're going to ignore the very reality of this, mm-hmm. especially in marriages, relationships, even in their own personal relationships. So it's just keep in mind when we judge people and when we point that finger yeah. and we take a look at your own life,
yeah.
you know, before you sort of pull the speck of exactly. dust out of someone's yeah. eye, pull the log out of your own.
Yeah.
All right. So y'all hooking up every day. You're finally realizing, all right, yo, listen, I'm pregnant. He's like, well, whose baby is it?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when he reveals to you that he's been taking mm-hmm. a condom off intentionally mm-hmm. trying to get you pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
How would you manage having sex with your husband and having sex with him?
Well, she's something like I got a condom on with you. And also, I'm safe over here with you. You know, then I tell my husband, you know, hey, I'm not in the mood right now. I'm tired, work, the kids, you know, baby. Mm. Let me go ahead and rest my body and I'll get back to you later.
I mean.
You know? And that's what it was.
Were you remorseful about?
Hell yeah, I was. Okay. I mean, I told him the first thing that happened. Our pact and our agreement was in that marriage that if anybody would step out, be honest. I told him soon I came home.
The first time?
The first time, the first night, I told him.
What did you
say? And he chuckled. He's like, oh. And I'm like, dude, I cheated. He ain't asked with who. I was hoping he wouldn't. And I went in and I said, I just cheated. And he didn't say no. I mean, he's just like, no, you did. No, you didn't. I'm like, yes, I did. No, you didn't.
So you left it.
I told you.
I'm safe. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that time I told
yeah.
you? All right. So fast forward back to he's telling you this. What's your reaction to him saying that he got you pregnant? What's your
reaction? Shit, all I have for you to tell this to my husband. What the hell? What was I doing? What is going on?
How did we get here?
Y'all here, yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. They didn't talk about me. Everybody, my mom finna be mad, I'm married. What I'm finna do? So it was like, I'm finna abort this baby. I ain't finna tell nobody, I'm finna abort it. And I finally, the only person that I knew at the time was my sister. And I told my mom, because I started getting sick. And she's like, we don't abort babies. You're going to keep that baby. This is a punishment. Keep that baby. Wow. And I kept that baby.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like your mom must have been old school too, because, you know, so many times we use abortions as this, like, get out of jail free card, when actually it's the consequence of your actions. It could be a gift if you look at it that way, or it could be a consequence if you choose to look at it that way. But nonetheless, it was from your actions. Whose baby was it?
It was the husband's. Well, okay. I mean, shit, we ain't never do a paternity test. We just going off. Fuck, we ain't honest. We're going off of looks.
Okay.
Who she looks like.
Okay.
And she looks like the other sibling, so we just say it's the husband's, you know? But ain't no paternity test been done. So the fiance took claim of her. So he, not that the husband denied her, but the fiance had no kids, and he's like, you know, that's my baby, and it's been his baby since.
Whose baby do you think it is?
Shit, some days I'm like this person, some days I'm like that person, I don't know. If I have to really say, the ex-husband, because she does resemble the other siblings, so I would say the ex-husband.
What does she think?
I told her, and I said, you got two daddies, or two, you know, got a father and a daddy, you know, so she knows the whole dynamic. No one can ever step to her and say, well, how, you know, she knows everything. She can correct them, if anything. But she just says, I know, and she loves them both equally.
Right.
She loves them both.
Right.
You know?
How old was she when he passed?
8.
Wow. How long were you with your fiance?
10 years.
And your ex-husband?
Like 15. 15, 16.
I could imagine that this created a disdain, especially for the fiance, between your family, maybe your brothers, maybe your sister, for this guy that was able to remove you from holy wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that impacted them?
A lot. They stopped talking to me.
Mm.
They was mad. Why would you leave your ex-husband like that? Why'd you do that? We ain't talking to you, right? And you over here messing with a whole street guy. What's wrong with you? You got kids.
What's your answer?
I love him. Shit, he make me feel the way he never made me feel. Like, I like to pick up, I know it's crazy, pick up rocks. I'm a nature person. I like rocks and leaves and grass and shit. I like to go outside and barefooted. And I just collect little rocks. This nigga went to the store and bought me a bag of rocks. I'm like, oh, fuck. He's the one. This nigga. Not smoking rocks, but he bought me a bag of nature. Nigga.
You left your husband for a bag of rocks?
For a bag of rocks, yeah.
Wow. No, but I understand what you're saying.
Though. Yeah.
He
looked at, he was paying attention to me.
Mm.
And I never, my ex-husband never showed no signs of that. Just, I was a brat. Whatever you want, get it. We was married 5 years. I got 5 wet rings up out of him. Sorry, but not sorry. Everything I want, he gave it to me. This one, he was studying me. Hey. Mm-hmm. Look at me, why you on your period yet? You know what I'm saying? Like, he knew everything. He watched everything. Mm-hmm. Why you got a pimple right there? What's going on? You stressed, what you eat? You know, so I love that. He was very attentive to me.
Little things.
The littlest things.
Was your husband cheating on you as well?
No, he wasn't, but he probably was. I'm not gonna sit here and be naive, but from my from my understanding, no. Yeah. No. He was really a cool cat, a cool guy.
And you don't have any regret about moving on?
Looking at it now, best decision I ever made.
Wow. Why?
Because looking at it now, 8.5 years later, he's still the same place I left him. And I'm just trying to keep going to the top with our children.
Hmm. Do you believe in karma?
Of course. Of course. Yeah, I said, God, this is my karma for cheating on that damn husband. You had to take someone I really loved the most. Yeah.
Wow, and you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You told me it's so intense, the grief, that you still sleep with the clothes he wore, the shoes he wore, the cologne he wore, even the drink that he had the night he died.
Mm. I can't let it go. It's like he's sitting in the bed next to me. So it's my shoes that I had on, actually, with his blood on it. It's my clothes with his blood stain. It's his toothbrush, his drink that he had that night, his cologne, and a picture of him. And at first, up to like maybe some weeks ago, Duce time. I work night shift, 12-hour shifts. When I get home, Duce time, and I call him, Gray, come on, Gray, we finna kick it. And me and that, all them items, be right there in that room, drinking, smoking, then we travel to the car. Let's hit it. So, yeah.
He even brought his jacket with you.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what it was like being with him.
Roller coaster, baby. It was up and down, up and down. It was up and down. It was crazy love, for real. It was really crazy love. No matter how much we tried to let each other go, we just kept coming back. And he would tell me, like, we can't be together. We can't stay away from each other. I'm like, I know. Fuck, we might as well make it work. We might as well make it work. I'm like, you're right, you know, because he don't hurt me so much, I don't hurt him. He don't call everybody their mama. To this day, some people mad at me. Well, he called me before up until, you know, something happened to him. You. He hurt me, I hurt him. You know, everybody got their own story. Everybody got their own little thing. This is our thing. This is how we did it, you know, and that's what it was. On my birthday, we told nobody. When we got back together, we told nobody. We just kind of moved in silence, you know. I'm back to doing the things I was doing with him 10 years ago. Being that girl riding the car with him, going up and down the street jugging, you know, listening to Scooter and Future, smoking, you know. So now I'm back into something that's what I didn't want to do, but I'm like, hey, we need to be married. We need to woo-woo-woo. I need to be working. Okay, he started working on it. You know, by your birthday, I'm going to marry you. Okay, bet. And it was the working. Started to work. Like, it was starting to finally make sense. All this time I'm putting into you, nigga, you're putting into me. Now it's starting to finally make sense. Like, I'm finally there.
He even got locked up while you were still married?
Yeah, that's when I ended up, I had a baby girl when he was locked up. Yeah. And he's like, give her my last name. And I'm like, I can't. I'm married. I got my people over here saying she got to take the husband's last name. He said, you better give her my last name.
What'd you do?
The other kids, I kept it as the same. I gave her the ex-husband's last name.
This is a lot. This is a lot. How do you move on from this? How long ago was the incident?
November 2023.
That was months ago.
Mm-hmm.
This just happened.
And some people say you're moving fast. But I say if justice was served, I'd be okay. And I'm not pointing no fingers. I'm just saying we all, those who was there, they know. So, I got to move when the spirit tells me, so I'm moving.
That's right. How are you going to move on? Were you able to move on?
I don't know. I'm still battling. I told me and God, we had him straight going at it. Why you ain't taking me? Even though I was suicidal, I'm finna take me and the kids. It's finna go down. Oh. My family finna bury four. They finna bury four.
That's dark.
My sister had to watch me for a little bit. Suicidal watch, because it was going down. I'd get everybody's gonna make me last. I thought about the plan, everything. They wanted to put me on all kind of medicines. I'm a bubbly person, but since this incident, it creeps out and coach, it sinks back in. But I can't do medicine. I don't want to lose exactly who I am. I already lost a big piece of me. So.
What stops you from following out with these plans?
I do think about my kids.
Right.
And I was like, you know, they need me.
Right.
And I love them. And they love me. Yeah. They don't show me what some real love is. You know?
They took the trip with you.
Yeah. They take my road dogs.
I know.
Yeah.
You got too much to live for.
Yeah.
Are you seeking counseling or anything?
I go, but because of my shift at work, I go when I can go. But it's not consistent.
Right.
So right now, I try to get more into the Bible, try to talk to God. We kind of got to understand it now. You know, I try to go to church more, understand what I'm listening to, you know, learn how to deal with people, learn when to talk and not to talk, you know, learn to really listen to that gut feeling, you know?
Something you would tell your younger self?
It's okay to be different. It's okay to not always want to talk to people, be friendly. And it's okay to sometimes not give all your best and be a people pleaser. And just to love you. Love you. That's all you need. That's what I would have told myself.
Any regrets?
What is what oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's many.
What are they?
I wish I could turn back that day. I wish I could turn back the hands of time. I wish when my fiance said, let me put my money in your wallet or my wallet in your purse. No, we ain't going because I don't hold this money. He don't let me hold nothing. I wish I would have never picked up my brother. Told him to stay at home working out with the kids. I wish I would have went home and laid down like I planned on to. Those are my regrets.
Say what you want about your story. But I think you've experienced that love, right? Mm-hmm. Like that real, I don't know, agape love. It could be a trauma bond. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there was a lot of tumultuous things going on. Mm-hmm. But just the way you speak of him, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people wish they could encounter somebody
yeah.
that they, you know, love that much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, people knew I loved him. They yeah. knew I was crazy about him.
Yeah.
And ditto. They knew it. They knew it. That's just why they said, girl, you can't get yourself together when you're around him. Mm. I didn't want to work. I didn't want to do nothing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. You don't feel like that kind of stunted your growth? That kind of held you back
yeah.
a little bit?
Yeah. And we both said it. He said, you stop me and I stop you. He said, we're away from each other. We're growing. We're together. We just...
Yeah.
We striving, you know, yeah. and he's right. But we couldn't stay away.
Yeah.
We couldn't. It was a crazy, like Romeo Juliet type of love. It was crazy.
Maybe one day you'll understand why this happened. Maybe.
Oh, I know. God said I need you to go further. He said some things I want to show you. And I'm going to have to take some things away from you because you ain't getting it. You ain't getting it. But I'm going to show you and you're going to get there. Just keep doing my deed, keep doing my job. So I know it's a purpose. And that's why I'm going to keep his name going. I know it's a purpose. You know, because I was supposed to be way further off. Call myself a billionaire. But, you know, and I was living like a 50 cent there. Okay. In the air. Okay.
This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. Let's get it.